More than $3 million included in the next fiscal year budget could be allocated to the Roanoke Valley Broadband Authority, a consortium that includes local governments, to install that fiber optics. But Vice President Jeff Merritt with Cox Roanoke contends it's largely a duplication of what the private provider can already offer to business clients.
We have service through Roanoke City. We have service in Vinton. We have Roanoke County. We even run fiber optic lines through Salem. If you look at where the Broadband Authority is going to build their services, it's directly on top of the lines that we already have.
Holland Supervisor Al Bedrosian has been a vocal critic of the proposed budget item. The other four supervisors to date seem to favor the Broadband Authority's role. Jeff Merritt also says the notion that in many cases a provider like Cox using the Broadband Authority's proposed fiber optic highway to deliver its high-speed broadband is not a good business model. You can hear more from him at 8:47 this morning during a longer listen segment. Gene Morano, WFIR News.